www.thebrightside.com.
Unfortunately, criminals from various countries could be crawling around because of a wrinkle in deportation. It's said Chris Christie, he gets the keynote at the convention. Can he pump up the volume when it comes to enthusiasm over the ticket of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan? Yep, it's true. The mystery is done. No longer do we have to show speculating on who the VP will be for the Republicans. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, if you just tuned in for the first time. It isn't a monologue. You get a chance to throw in your two cents. I don't care what your stripes are. Right of right, left of left, independent, somewhere in between, confused, not happy with anything out there. You can absolutely sound off, vent your frustrations, if you will. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So Ryan is the man of the hour. He's got a bullseye on his back when it comes to the Democrats because of the budgets that he proposed, if you recall, that were radically different from the Democrats talking about slashing Medicare and Medicaid, along with Social Security. Now, that's being explained by Romney and a little bit by Ryan on the campaign trail, that it wouldn't, his budget wouldn't have kicked in till well after baby boomers were already through the system. But will that stick with the older folks who are being courted in Florida and other nooks and crannies across this great country? If you fall into that category, are you concerned? And when you hear those words and you've given in and paid in and paid in and hear about entitlement and all these other things, you are concerned about that. You're on a fixed income, and we live in a crazy world where the cost of living isn't even moved up. It's 2 years, nothing. And then finally something, but it doesn't equal enough for most people. And that's a problem. So we see the struggles continue for a lot of folks. And when they hear, oh, but wait a second, this guy that's on the undercard, this is what he wants to do, the exaggerations stick against the wall. So can they defuse that? Who gets the better gift here? Is it the Republicans or the Democrats? I say the Republicans, without a doubt. Romney picking Paul, as somebody who's conservative, been in Washington 14 years, played the game, so to speak, has lots of friends that he could count that are Democrats, I think it was a bold, smart choice. He is a very solid pick for, I think, a very solid pick for Romney. I'm surprised because there was so much talk about a safe pick. Oh, somebody who's not going to do anything to topple anything, to raise any eyebrows, to cause any kerflunkles along the way. We're not going to have anyone like that. We're not going to take a risky pick. And he is a bit of a risky pick, but one that I think will pay off for Romney, or at least make it closer for Romney. Ryan brings not only the Tea Party to the ticket, but, like I said, those proposals that vastly overhaul Medicare and Medicaid and privatize Social Security. But some people greet that with enthusiasm in a way. Others, as I just explained, panicked and thought, oh, my gosh, here goes all of the things that I'm living on, which they're diffusing now at this point. Does he help Romney in the Midwest? Wisconsin, Michigan, maybe Ohio. You got to think Northeast libertarian states already in New Hampshire, pretty much neck and neck for Romney and Obama. So that certainly can't hurt there. Also, he's somebody who is a committed conservative. He is a Washingtonian in a way. He's very, very likable. And almost anybody would agree with that about Paul Ryan, that people like him. He differs from Mitt Romney on a bunch of things, including the auto bailout. He voted for it, but he thought the money would be spent differently. There are a few other areas where they definitely differ, but this choice, I think, is a good one for Mitt Romney. Democrats will easily try to take his legs out, especially on the budget thing, but I think other things will come into to play that will help the Republicans. There are things that they could dig up in how he voted, and, you know, he voted in 2009 against a bill that would expand federal hate crime laws to cover offenses based on a victim's sexual orientation or gender identity. He voted in 2007 for a bill that would prohibit employment discrimination based on sexual orientation. And there's a whole list of them that I could tell you about how he's voted, looking through his record and picking it apart. So he has a track record, and he's not afraid to take a lump. He's not afraid to have people be combative with him, if you will. And I think that's a good thing for, I think that's a great thing for Mitt Romney, frankly, versus more of a milquetoasty kind of partner with him. He's not milquetoasty. They don't have to worry about that. Speaking of worry, wonder if the Attorney General, Eric Holder, as I seg into something that's huge to me anyway, since we spent a lot of time on it here on the show, Eric Holder, I wonder if he's sweating it out as the House Government Oversight Reform is filing a lawsuit against him over his failure to respond to the subpoena for documents related to the DOJ's response to the Fast and Furious gun-running scandal. The DOJ has turned over thousands of pages of the gun-walking stuff under the Bush and Obama administrations, but they want to see his emails because they want to know, what did he know when? It's the inner workings. What did he know about what was going on with Fast and Furious? What did he know? So that lawsuit is pretty big. There's something else that's brewing, and I mentioned this at the top, the concern over criminal illegal immigration. This is how it works, and this is something we've been concerned about for a very long time. What happens when the home country doesn't want the bad guy back? The answer is we get stuck with them from China, Cuba, Vietnam, and Pakistan. They're free to commit whatever crime they feel like committing because their home base, their home country, just doesn't want them back. I don't want you back. Forget about it. Forget about it. And you've got crimes by felons, immigrant felons, that have lots of people scrambling to refuse. What do we do when these nations refuse to repatriate their own citizens? How do we handle this? How many visas are we talking about? We have to change the law. We have to push to withhold visas to nations that refuse to take back their own people. That's what we have to do. We got to get tough. We don't want them. You don't want them. We don't want them. Take them back or forget about it. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 13, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,622.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,663.21, $831.61 for a half ounce, or $415.80 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,663.21, $831.61, and $415.80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
And oh yeah moments worth mentioning here in this segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's the oops moment. Jet skier cruising along in Jamaica Bay, breaks down, can't go anywhere, so he pulls over by JFK. Sure, why not? I could walk across the runway. I think it created shock when people saw him just casually cruising through the barriers, stranded in a secure area looking for help. It was a $100 million security system that didn't set off any alarms when he decided to go for help and pulled over across the runways. What are you kidding with that? That can't be. We pay Raytheon $100 million, or JFK pays him $100 million, so they can have a secure airport, because it is scary. That could be a way someone could sneak in. Well, not if you have security there. And in broad daylight, that doesn't happen. Oh, that does not bode well, my friends, for how security is holding up in our nation's biggest, baddest, busiest airports. Ooh, that's not good. Speaking of the biggest and the baddest, Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer, once again prevails in a major by 8 strokes. That is crazy wild and crazy good. He was almost speechless. I watched the tail end of it and was teary-eyed at the same time. McIlroy's reaction.
A lot of people are successful, but not a lot of people can get to the status of being a great. You know, there is a handful of greats in this game. I don't think I'm quite there yet. I'd love to be able to join that list of names one day. But just, I think a great leaves his mark on the game, or leaves his mark on something that he does or she does. And you know, I'd love to be able to do that.
I think he's leaving his mark already. He's on a good torrid pace in his early 20s. He has that confidence that just brims over, a recipe for success, to say the least. I mentioned this briefly because it's, I'll tell you, it's so huge. The idea of what are we doing with these visas and visas with these deportations. Talk about being on red alert. The amount of illegals, and I said this, that are now being from China, Cuba, Vietnam, and Pakistan that are free in the United States to do whatever they want to do because their mother countries won't take them back is staggering, staggering. And they're blocking punitive legislation saying, let the State Department handle this issue. I hope Congress changes their mind and the law pushing to withhold visas to nations that refuse to back them up. Other countries do this. Why do we sit in the middle of it? The reason I re-bring it up is because I've got two emails here. One from Mac who says, Kate, that's shocking. How many people do you think are roaming the streets because they've been released and their country won't take them back? How much crime has been committed? Well, do the math. The nation won't take them back. The U.S. is required to release them no matter what they've done. So what do you think is going to happen there? What are they going to do? And some terrible things, sadly, have happened. I'm not wishing that. I would wish that none of this would happen. But they're criminals, some of them hardened criminals. I mean, already they should have the discretion to withhold the visas from the offending spots rather than to continue to let it fester. And I'm not so sure they'll do that or not. But the murders that have happened recently by illegals have raised the red flag on this. So maybe enough people will get as furious as the Texas Congressman Ted Poe did and jump in and actually do something about it. Because when you start to talk about people's families being murdered, boy, that really makes you take a look at it. And that changes, I think that changes the game. In June, a judge sentenced a 22-year-old, a Bangladeshi national, for the murder of a 73-year-old. They say he shouldn't have been in the United States in the first place. At the very least, he should have been in detention. He murdered Decker after serving a year for sexually assaulting a kid. After his release from prison, the judge ordered him deported. But what do you do? Are you in the barge to nowhere when nobody will take you in? That's the problem. And the other countries say, whoa, your problem now. No, thank you. And there are other examples of this kind of violence that are out there. Cuba has the highest. China, India, Pakistan, and Vietnam. There are examples like in Boston, a Cambodian gang member stabbed and beat a 16-year-old Ashton McMurray to death with a golf club. The boy had cerebral palsy, was attacked while walking home from a football game. And prosecutors say Leon Heng, they charged him with murder, which would be a life sentence. But in 2003, they agreed to a plea bargain. They believed he could be deported. Last year when he was released from prison, Cambodia refused to take him back, and that put him back on the streets, and who knows what he runs into or what happens, which I think is, wow, so scary. They have to do what they can to pass any kind of legislation, I think, on that, but they're having trouble with it. There's opposition to it, which with the criminals especially, I don't get. You know, it's one thing, deportation matters of a different sort, but criminal, known criminal, no way. I would say no way to this, too. This would maybe be an oops moment I think it is an oops moment. The F-bomb, making it into the dictionary, that many people are using that word that it's common lingo. 100 editions come about every year, and it's from evidence of usage over several years and everything from media to labels of beer to whatever. And so enough people said that they decided Merriam-Webster, let's put this in the dictionary. The F-bomb word. Let's imagine looking that up. You get very torn by some of these things. I remember ginormous. I wanted to celebrate. I thought it was great because it just sounds so much like a made-up word. But enough evidence was there, enough people were saying it, they decided to use the lingo. And it could be the same thing here, the F-bomb. But you wonder if that's going to cause some problems for some people. Using the word has caused problems for people because they didn't realize they were on mic. Like Dick Cheney, he did that in the Senate back in 2004. There are lots of sports heroes that have done that over the years where they weren't sure they were mic'd up or they didn't think they could be heard and they said something or they just didn't care. They didn't really think about it. And I'd say for sports, you see that much more common than anything else. So makes it in. I can't believe it. I think it's a shocker. I think of all the words that have gotten in, that one takes the cake without a doubt. Coming up on America Tonight, my pal Ben Fuchs will join us. And Ben talks about, and I didn't even know this, as much as we've talked about nutrients, and that's a problem. We don't get enough minerals. You know, that was a big problem for me, and that's been turned around. It's taken over a year. Well, it took just a couple of months for it to kick in, but a year for me to really feel just awesome. And that's that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Well, he talks about losing 50 pounds. I had no idea that he wasn't losing 10 here or there because he's thin and in great shape. And he said he hit 40 and that stomach just did not go down. 50 pounds. That's something to celebrate. 50 pounds is a lot. So Ben Fuchs joins us to talk about that and mixes in a few other things, too, that you don't want to miss on America Tonight.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ben Fuchs, because what a game changer he is. You know, they're talking about Paul Ryan being a game changer for Mitt Romney. He's a game changer when it comes to changing your fate. We see every day, sadly, how many people are having heart attacks, how many people are coming down with various forms of cancer, lots of disease, lots of problems. People are talking about the obesity problem. And what you hear so often, and I know I've been on this train too, you go along, you're doing well, you think you've found this great liquid diet or whatever it is, you've lost some pounds, and then you fall off the wagon and you can't get back on. I've talked about Beyond Tangy Tangerine because I was mineral deficient, and it's added so much more than just even weight loss. That was a coincidence. I shouldn't say coincidence, but it was like a, to me, it was almost like a side effect. The big thing was that I got all this energy I was lacking, and I didn't have to go and get 50 different kinds of pills from, you know, one of the brand name stores out there. I was able to get Beyond Tangy Tangerine to turn things around. And we've talked about some other things that can help you as well, but that's my baby. I love the BTT. I take it to whatever I'm doing. I have a reusable bottle, I throw the water in there, and it's done. It's done, and I'm full. So I haven't had a lot of problems with this, but I know in the past I've been like, just like the rest of you, and I've slid off the wagon, and I just can't seem to get back on. So Ben is in the wings. Ben, you know this happens to people a lot.
Yes, they fall off the wagon. But here's the thing, Kate. You and I were talking about baseball and sports, and I learn a lot from sports. And I'm a big believer in sports because to me, if you live the life of an athlete, the mental life of an athlete, of a good athlete, of a high quality, of a Michael Jordan type of athlete, if you live the mental life of an athlete, you will live a good life. And by that I mean athletes have all these cool little ways of being that keep them in the game, especially relief pitchers in baseball. They're always like, well, you got to look forward to the next game. There's always a next game. You know, I can't worry about the past. And there's, you learn lessons. They're almost like Zen wise sages, even though a lot of them aren't that bright, as I'm sure you know. It has a certain Zen aspect of wisdom. And one of the things about baseball that I love, George Carlin, by the way, did a thing on the Zen of baseball. Did you ever listen to that?
Yes, I love that.
You remember
yes.
that? Yeah.
Yes.
He talked about how peaceful baseball
yes.
was. Right,
clever.
Right? Yeah, right? And baseball is. It does have that nature. And so one of the things you learn about baseball is it's not who wins the inning, it's who wins the game. And so at any given moment when you fall off the wagon, it's like an inning, you know? You may win the inning or you may lose the inning, but it doesn't matter. If you have more points at the end of the game, if you win enough innings, you've won. So if you fall off the wagon, that just means you lost an inning. It's not a big deal. It's an easy thing. And that's true about anything you do in life. Everything in life is just what happens at the end. It doesn't matter. As you're going through the beginning, or as you're going through each event in your life, it's like an inning. And some innings you win and some innings you lose. That's the nature of life. And so you have to begin to look at not only this, in general terms, like your life that way, like sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and that's just the nature of the beast, but it matters what happens at the end. It's the same thing with health habits. And every confrontation you have with a pizza, so to speak, or every confrontation you have with something that you know you shouldn't be doing, you can consider that to be an inning that you're going to win or you're going to lose. And the bottom line is to win more innings than you lose. And that's how you win the game. It doesn't have to do with it's like you fall down 7 times, you get up 8, and that's what counts. And you want to begin to look at your life that way, and you want to begin to look at your health that way also. You want to be trending in a direction. You want to be focused with a goal, with an intention, and that is to be healthy. That is to drop your blood pressure. That is to not have to deal with Obamacare. I don't know if you and I have talked about that, but we should. Mm-hmm. If your intention and your goal is to not have to deal with Obamacare and not have to be frail and old. This is what scares me, Katie. It's being frail and old as I get older.
Yes.
God forbid having a stroke. God forbid my bones aren't working. Now that I'm 52 now, going on 53, if this is the time, if you're in your 40s or 50s and you're out there listening and you have let it go, and I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do is have to depend on health, managed health care, which is what Obamacare is. It's HMO, bottom line care, where you ain't the bottom line. The bottom line is how much it costs to take care of your health. That's not how you want to have your health taken care of, and now is the time to start a nutritional supplement program, in my humble opinion. But to answer your question, if you're not, it doesn't really matter on the individual basis. If you miss a day of nutrition, if you miss it, go off the wagon and have some pizza or whatever it is that you do, and by the way, I will indulge in a slice of pizza once a week. Week or once every couple of weeks kind of thing. And
right.
I had no problem with it. And so, but the thing is, as I've been doing nutrition longer, I just don't want more than one slice of pizza. That's plenty.
Sure.
Yeah, and it lasts me for 2 weeks. And I used to sit and eat a whole pizza, Katie. Do you know I lost 50 pounds? Did I tell you I lost 50 pounds?
No.
I never told you that story.
50 pounds?
50. And let me tell you my story. I don't know if you want to. Do we have time to hear my story?
Yes, we want to hear it.
Okay, here, check this out. So I'm always skinny all my life, and I'm always understanding nutrition from a chemistry standpoint. I always loved it from a chemistry standpoint, but it doesn't mean I didn't participate in everything I was learning and studying. I just loved chemistry. And so I was always working out. My thing is I'm always working out. It doesn't matter what I eat. So I was always in the gym. I was working out since I've been 20. I've been lifting weights and running and doing the whole workout thing. But I noticed when I hit the age of 40, the scale started to get a little high. The number on the scale started to get a little bit higher. And so I was always like a pretty lean 185-ish kind of thing. But then pretty soon it got to be 190-ish. Okay, not a big deal. You know, but it kept going. It went to 195. I'm like, wait, what's with the scale? 200, never been 200. All of a sudden it's 200. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I didn't know enough to change what I was doing. I knew a little chemistry. I knew quite a bit of chemistry, actually, but I didn't know enough to what I was doing wrong, and I didn't really pay too much attention. And my pant size started to get bigger. And I went from a 30 to a 32 and to a 34, and I got into a 36, and one day I was 220 pounds, and I was 40 pounds overweight, and I was going from a 36 to a 38. And let me tell you something, Katie, have you ever seen a 38 waist on a pant, on a man's pant, especially
yes.
with a 32 leg?
Yes.
It ain't pretty.
No.
It is not pretty. And
uh-huh.
I said, that's it. And I drew the line in the sand right there. And I said, this is not going to happen, and I'm going to take drastic measures, which is exactly what I did. I began to take drastic measures. I began to supplement like a fiend, and I began to deal with the mental aspect of eating, because there are these mental aspects of eating. And I focused on the mentality of eating, what taste was, what eating was, and I just really got into it. And little by little, the weight started to drop, and I started to get into it once the weight started to drop. And I got really motivated, and I really didn't do much except change the way I was eating and pound the nutritional supplements. Exactly what I tell everybody to do. Use power foods, use leverage foods, don't eat a lot, caloric restriction. Drink lots of water. Make sure you're getting lots of nutrients, because as we said many times, Katie, you will crave calories when you're missing nutrients. If you get yourself those nutrients, you're not going to crave the calories. And I got down from 220 to 170, which was a little bit light, I thought. I didn't quite like the way I was looking, and I didn't feel quite as strong. So I got back up to around 180-ish, which is roughly where I've been holding for 5 years now.
Mm.
And that's my little story. And
wow.
I will not be a fat old man. And I was heading. I was trending to be a fat old man,
ooh.
And I was like, that's not pretty, is it, Katie? You wouldn't be attracted to a fat old man.
No.
You know, that's not
no.
that ain't pretty. No, I
uh-uh.
know, it's not. And I'd always been very conscious about things. So I'm telling you, it's not hard to do, because I don't have any willpower, Katie. You know, I've said that many times. I got no willpower. If I had to rely on my willpower, that wouldn't work. What I did was I started to understand what eating was really about from a conscious level, why we eat. You know what I noticed, Katie, about eating? When I'm avoiding something, especially avoiding feeling something, that's when I want to go eat, when I'm avoiding feeling something. And I think when we are eating, we don't feel. We just focused on eating. What's bothering us doesn't bother us for that little short period of time that
right.
we're eating. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like
it, no, it totally
like,
makes
right?
sense.
For that little moment, you're chewing your burger, you're
yes.
you know, you're looking at the ice cream, even if it's only a second. You
yeah.
know, but the problem is, when the ice cream's gone, you're still got your problem. So,
right.
So you go back for more ice cream is what tends to happen. And we go on this never-ending cycle because we don't want to feel what's really bothering us. And it could be something really mild. It could be just like somebody said something, or it could be you just have a random thought goes through your head. At least with me, I can
right.
only speak for myself. Something just mild, and I'll find myself gravitating towards the food somehow. And I know that I noticed that was a real dynamic. But I never, Katie, you should. I don't, and I don't think anybody should ever feel guilt about anything, unless you've.
I agree.
Even if you've, it's just the most. To me, that is the most destructive emotion that you could ever have is guilt. Now I don't know. I've never really murdered anybody or done anything really hideous like that. But so I can't really say. I don't know. Maybe if you did something like that, you feel guilty. But the kind of guilt, you know, when you should have called somebody but you didn't call them, or whatever. You ate something
sure.
you shouldn't eat, or you smoked
sure.
something you shouldn't smoke, or whatever. Whatever. That is just a self-destructive, not in your interest, not in our interest, self-sabotaging emotion. And I really, that's not one you want to have around. If you fall off the wagon, you did what you needed to do in that moment. And, you know, I used to smoke cigarettes when I was a kid. And you know what I noticed is when I tried to quit 50 times, 60 times, I don't even know how many times, but one time I knew to quit, and I did quit, and I never had another cigarette since. And I noticed when your body's ready to do the right thing, you'll do the right thing. And when it's not ready to do the right thing, you just won't. And there's a period when you will be ready to do it. And when you're ready to do it, you will know you're ready to do it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that know they are ready to do it. They're ready to make a difference. They're sick of being sick. They're sick of being overweight. They're sick of dealing with doctors. I know you guys because I talk to you guys all the time on the radio and phone calls, Katie. There are people out there that are sick and tired of not feeling as well as they should, and they know they can make a difference. And I'm telling you, if you're one of those folks, you owe it to yourself to get on a supplement program, a nutritional supplement program, especially that BTT, which rocks hard. Rocks hard.
It does. It's easy. It's really, honestly, you start doing it, and it's like nothing, I'm telling you. And it tastes great. Absolutely. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, and you can get some. It's a piece of cake. Ben Fuchs, always fun to talk to you. How about that revelation? Good for you, buddy. Keep on keeping on, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Take care, Katie. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The medley relay tonight in the middle that we got was so special to me. The medley relay is probably my favorite. I absolutely love it. And to be on a team with Dana and Reb and Allison and just going in there in the ready room tonight was so much fun. I mean, not just USA, but all the countries were laughing and smiling, having a great time, and just kind of looking around and taking that all in. My coach and my team, for sure. The training that I had this summer was definitely a little bit more nervous than I was last summer because we had more time to train before Worlds, and I mean, going straight from trials, it's kind of nerve-wracking because I've never had to do those tapers so close together, but total faith in my coach, and he did an absolutely perfect job.
This is one of our best Olympic teams, and you know, I mean, we've put a medalist up on almost it. Out here in the field. Percentages, but it seems like we were up there almost every time, and you know, we heard our national anthem playing once.
I mean, I'm just going out there having fun and doing what I do best in racing. 4 years for a long time working for it. So you know what, I put the work in, so I know it's my time and I'm ready.
Champion becomes a legend. Why did we ever
can't believe it ourselves in certain moments, in those moments when, in retrospect, but, you know, there is no moment of doubt when we're on the field. It's just a knowing, it's a belief, it's something that feels really good because it's confidence, you know, it's what we do, it's what we know we can do.
What an Olympics it was in London. The United States prevailing in the medal category. The women's soccer team. Great to see them go gold, as you heard. That was the tail end there. And so many great stories that were told throughout that two-week period. 104 medals in all, a record amount of golds, 47 gold medals when it was all said and done for the United States, or 46 gold medals, rather, for the United States. Just incredible. 29 silver, 29 bronze. Swimmers won 31 medals in the pool. 31 medals. 200 Americans left England with a medal. 38% of the Americans got a medal for whatever sport that they were in. 38%. I think that's a great percentage. Congratulations to all of the Olympic champions, but especially our American champs. We're so proud of them. And it was fun to watch a lot of those games. It was tough for me because I've said this many times, there was over 5,000 hours of coverage, but the problem was with the time difference and the world that we live in, you knew what the story was. I mean, there was some edge of your seat drama, but if you had anyone tell you anything about the Olympics, you already knew it was going to happen. In fact, one night I was with friends over at their house, and the husband of my friend said, "Oh, do you want me to tell you what happened, or should I not say anything?" It was a track and field night when Usain Bolt was running, and Bolt was just incredible. He ended up with 3 gold medals. Now he has 6 gold medals. You can bet, as long as he's healthy, in 2016 he'll be in Rio. Some of the American athletes that people grew to love will be there too, but a lot of them will be retiring, like Michael Phelps, after 22 medals, the most decorated Olympian ever, 18 of them gold. So he finished up in a great way. He's done. He's done with the pool. I can't imagine that he would come back. But a lot of eyes were absolutely on London and the Olympics, and for good reason. Boy, it had cost England a lot of money. Do you know the price tag ended up being 3 times more than what they originally thought? $14 billion to put on the Olympic Games. Can you imagine how that number is going to continue to climb? And the bar has been set so high. So in Rio, where they're dealing with a lot of slums next to beautiful areas and problems with pickpockets and thieves and all kinds of things, it might be, and they're trying to clean everything up, it might be very, very tough for the Brazilians to pull it off like they did in London. There are people that thought it wasn't going to happen in London, and I think I was concerned with the beginning of the games having problems with security, the private security team, the fact they had empty seats in the beginning. But congratulations to the Brits. They pulled it off. They did a great job with the 2 weeks of Olympics. They're probably going to sleep for a month because some of these people have to be completely exhausted after this Herculean effort. But they did. They did it. They did an incredible job. 80,000 fans at Olympic Stadium for the closing ceremony, and all kinds of music, from the Spice Girls to Monty Python's Eric Idle coming on to the scene, who was singing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, and George Michael, and you know, you name it, lots of Beatle songs and Beatle influence in there. But $14 billion, so 3 times the original estimate of what they thought it was going to be. So they didn't have anything that was run-of-the-mill by any stretch of the imagination. The Olympic committee president was thrilled beyond belief and said that the games themselves and then the ceremonies was just an absolutely glorious time. Glorious, he called it. I don't know if you've ever seen or heard Jacques Rogge use words like that, but it was very well done. So bravo. The Olympic tradition and all the Olympians, you had 10,800 athletes of the games march in as one at the end, which is different from the beginning. So that means, hey, we competed, but now we've got all this friendship and harmony and all that kind of stuff going on. And the crowd went crazy when they came through, but it was pretty cool. It's worth throwing this in. For the Brits, it was a very good game for them, games. They had 65 medals in all, 29 of them gold. And that's the biggest haul that they've had since 1908. So on their soil, but the biggest they've claimed since 1908. I mentioned Usain Bolt, who became an Olympic legend because he repeated as champ in both the 100 meters and the 200 meter sprints. I mentioned Phelps already and the history that he certainly made. I watched this happen. It was pretty cool. The British distance runner, Mo Farah, is so popular there, but he swept the 5,000 and 10,000 meter races. So, you know, everybody was crazy about him in England. And I think the Brits and other people adopted Gabby Douglas, who got a gold in the individual and as a teammate with the other American gymnasts. So there were lots of moments and things that I haven't even mentioned, the dream team part, however many. But the U.S. basketball team had a tough time with Spain, but they pulled it out in the end, so they had gold, too, on the very last day of the Olympics. So the Olympics are over, and now it's on to Rio for the next one in 2016. They better get busy. Oh, it's really tough to put these games on. It's exhausting. Like I said, I guarantee a lot of people in England are sleeping probably for a couple of days.
USA! USA! USA!
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.